Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Ai Xinqiu Luo Bei.
Track laying was completed on a high-speed railway that connects Fuzhou to Xiamen in Fujian province. It's being billed as the country's first sea-crossing high-speed railway.Stretching 277 kilometers, it has a design speed of 350 kilometers per hour and 8 stations. It's expected to slash the travel time between Fuzhou and Xiamen from 2 hours to just 1. Construction crews overcame problems including a complicated marine environment while using advanced track laying equipment to improve efficiency. An average of 6 kilometers of track was laid per day.Construction is expected to be complete in 2023.
Schools in Shanghai have been making full preparations for the new semester as more than 1 million primary and middle school students will return to class on Thursday. Zhang Yue tells us more.
At Shui Qing Road Kindergarten in Minhang District, cartoon images can be seen at the gate, reminding children to follow pandemic protocols, such as keeping a 2-meter distance when standing in line for a PCR test.
Cartoon images help children better understand the meaning of the pandemic protocols. A PCR code for each child has been printed out in this brochure for us to scan one by one, so that there won't be any mistakes.
The kindergarten was disinfected several times before the new semester.
Different buckets are used for different purposes. The blue one is for holding water.And the green one is used to hold 250 milliliters of disinfectant every morning, which will be used for wiping tables.
Also in Minhang, a safety drill was completed at Tianyuan Foreign Language Primary School's Yingdu campus. It tested the ability of 50 teachers to handle emergencies while doing PCR tests. 12 spots are available for students to be tested at school.
Each floor has 2 PCR test locations,And each one is responsible for testing students from 4 classes. Students enter from the front door and exit from the back door, so that the sample collection process will go smoothly.
Due to the city's lockdown in April and May and textbook revisions, Xinhua Bookstore employees are working extra hours to ensure 600,000 textbooks are distributed to schools in Huangpu District. All the books will be disinfected before they're given to students.
The Ukrainian Army's Southern Command said yesterday it has started a counteroffensive against Russian forces in the south. Ukraine has regularly stated its intention to retake the south and, in particular, the city of Kherson. Sibiran Court has the story.
Kherson was the first Ukrainian city to fall to Russia and is a key launch point for Russian strikes on surrounding areas. The Ukrainian armed forces announced yesterday that they have broken through the first line of Russian defenses in the Kherson region. Russia has not responded to this claim. On the same day, Russian forces continued to carry out strikes on ammunition depots in the Kherson region with high-precision weapons. Russia and Ukraine have been accusing each other of attacking the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, with fears mounting of a nuclear accident in Ukraine. Zaporizhia authorities handed out iodine tablets to the local population yesterday.
I came to get iodine tablets. In case of radiation exposure threat, if we can take these pills in time, we won't suffer from any side effects.
Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, announced that he and a team of experts arrived yesterday in Kyiv. They will reach the plant in the next few days to inspect the current state of the structure, the conditions in which the staff are working,and the functionality of its safety and security systems. The Kremlin and Kyiv both said the IAEA mission was necessary and urged the international community to pressure the other side to reduce military tensions in the region.
The pressure on Ukraine can help to stop shelling at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and its surrounding territories. Russia is interested in the IAEA mission and took part in its preparations.
We expect from the mission a clear statement of facts of violation of all nuclear safety protocols.
Even after the IAEA inspection, the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, which is still staffed by Ukrainian technicians but controlled by Russian-backed separatists, will most likely continue to be a hotspot in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.